Hello, and welcome to Co-Design, a podcast co-created by faculty and students at the Center for Teaching and Learning at Southern New Hampshire University. Each week, we present a faculty-student team who has explored an issue around teaching, learning, and the student experience on our Manchester, New Hampshire campus. Questions about this podcast can be sent to me, Lynn Murray Chandler, at ctl@snhu.edu. Credit should be given to Moby and his Moby Gratis website for the song Isolate, which you've heard during this introduction. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Catano, and welcome to Co-Designed. Today, my co-host is Taylor DeRubis. I hope you enjoy our conversation as we interview each other.
Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Take your time answering them. First one is, what brought you to SNU?
So I remember this was actually my first college tour, and I came to campus and I realized like how new everything was. And it was just really pretty up here. A lot of like the faculty that were here when I was on tour also were really helpful. My tour guide was really good too. It was also not too big, not too small. And I just really overall, I think it was really like the scenery and like the newness of the school that kept me here.
Oh, that's really good to hear. So, okay. What is your major and how is it a good fit for you?
So I'm a sociology major with a psychology minor. But when I first came here, I was not a sociology student. I was a business student. And after my first year, I realized that business definitely was not for me. I'm definitely more people oriented rather than business oriented. So I switched, and it was actually one of your courses that made me change my mind. I realized how much I like learning about like families and kids and development. So I switched over. I do think it's a good fit for me because I do really like learning more about people and groups and cultures and everything. So I think it's a good fit for me.
Oh, that's nice. So has this given you some career options that you're thinking of?
Yeah, so I think in the future I'd like to work in schools maybe as like an adjustment or guidance counselor or even like a advisor of some sort. So I think I'm on the right track.
So anything about the teaching styles that faculty use here that clicks with you?
I really like the small class sizes. I talk to my friends who go to bigger schools and they kind of feel lost in their classes because there's hundreds of kids in there. I like how small the class sizes are and how personable the professors are. Like they're really willing to share work that they're working on outside of the class that connects to the course. And I really like my teaching style. I think that for me is like when you are sitting in a classroom and instead of just doing PowerPoints and notes, like it's kind of more like a discussion based class. And I find that a lot of the professors that I have actually do that a lot. So I really like that.
So the discussions, what about hands-on? Is there much hands-on that you find enjoyable?
To me, when I think of hands-on, I think of like science classes where you're like sitting in a lab and doing stuff like that. So I guess not really. I just really like when you hear other students' opinions and you kind of talk it out and the professor chimes in with their input and their, you know, whatever it is. And I like talking a lot. So I like that.
Well, at least somebody admits they like to talk.
It took me a while.
I like to talk too. Okay. So anything particular? I mean, you said the campus is new, but are there activities or do you feel safe here? What about the campus also attracts you?
So it's my job. I love my job here. I work at the academic advising office. I love the culture of my job. I love the people I work with. It's a definitely good resource to have as a student. And they've definitely helped me figure out what I would like to do in the future. My roommates also keep me here. I love my roommate, Celia. She lives right next door to me. And she is one of the only people that has been here since my freshman year. So she keeps me here. My job and my roommates, I love them both. Okay.
Well, it's interesting. You said you were interested in possibly guidance counseling, and you're kind of doing that.
Yeah, kind of. Right now, it used to be more of an office job, but now that I've expressed kind of what I'd like to do maybe in the future, they've definitely given me some opportunities to sit in student meetings and kind of see like the behind the scenes instead of just sitting at the front desk and doing office things.
So anything else you'd like to add about your experience here as a student?
I don't think so. I kind of do my own thing. I'm not super involved, but I think my job kind of keeps me involved enough. But I do really like it here.
That's really good. Thank you. So now I'm going to turn it back to you and you get to ask me questions.
So the first question I had was, what was your undergrad degree and where did you get it from?
My undergraduate degree is in sociology, and it was from St. Anselm College way back thousands of years ago in 1974.
Okay. So I guess kind of going post undergrad, where did you receive your graduate degree from?
Well, I got my first graduate degree in counseling psychology at Northeastern University, and I got my doctorate in human services from Walden University, and that's a combination psych and soc degree.
What led you to decide that you wanted to teach, especially here at SNU? Like, what is your favorite part of teaching here at SNU?
Mostly, kind of, you mirrored it. I really like hands-on. I really like faculty-led programs where I take students out into the field. I take students on trips to the Pacific Northwest for the culture and geography of the Pacific Northwest, the culture and geography of Appalachia. My favorite course, though, is teaching sociology of the family, because before I started teaching, I spent 20 years running a children's home. So anything that brings me in contact with people, that I can talk about my favorite topics, which are culture and family, I'm allowed to do that here. I'm allowed to teach in a very comfortable, hands-on, experiential way, lots of discussions. And the classroom sizes, as you pointed out, are small enough that you can get to know the students and you can build relationships, which is really what I think it's all about.
Yeah, actually, the sociology of the family course I took with you was what made me change my mind on what I wanted to do. So I totally get it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm kind of going off of that. You mentioned that you had some experience like outside of school. What is something that you've done or you're currently doing outside of work that you're really proud of?
Without sounding morbid, I spend a lot of time in cemeteries. I'm a member of Ancestry.com and Find a Grave. So somebody who lives in Ohio will post a request that they had a relative who was buried in some small town from, in 1780. And I'll take the case. I'll go research the name, their birth and death dates, find out where they're buried, and if at all possible, take a picture of the headstone and cemetery and send it back to them.
Oh, wow. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing it because, headstones from those eras had lots of, either biblical quotes or just interesting comments on them. So it's really a fun thing to do. So that's my kind of hobby to do.
And then the last question I had was, what do you see yourself doing in the future when you're done teaching?
Retiring. And that's a really good question because I really don't know if I'm ready to retire, even though I'm of age. I'm having too much fun on a campus that is small, with small classes. And you get to know the students really on a first name basis. I'm an advisor to the outing club, so I chaperone trips. So I get to meet students not only in my role as teacher, but actually in my role as kind of chaperone advisor on trips. And when you see the whole person, I think I become a better teacher, but students who know me in those other areas become better students. And yeah. So I don't know if you've kind of said that you feel that way too. Would you say that's pretty true of other students that you know on campus?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. But that's all I have for you. I learned something new about you. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So if you see me in a cemetery, it's okay.
I'll mind my business.
Oh no, you can come say hi. I'm not grave robbing.
That's good to know.
That's good. All right. And so you're a junior this year, right? Or are you a senior?
No, I'm a senior.
You're graduating in a few months.
Oh, don't remind me. Yeah.
Are you prepared for it?
No.
No.
No. Especially with the pandemic and being remote, I feel like I lost out on a lot of experience that I could have had when I was on campus. Because when I was at home, I ended up picking up a job. So I was working a lot because advising did not hire me back for when we were in the pandemic. So I had to work and I was doing classes, but I felt like I'm not really prepared to go out into the big world, but we'll see what happens.
You've been listening to Co-Designed with me, Frank Catano, and Taylor DeRubis. We hope we have kept you entertained and informed. Have a good day.
Perfect. That's it.
That's it. We're done.
We're done.
I